Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl, Avery Hart here, back with another dose of stoic confidence. Now, let's be real, who hasn't stared at a to-do list that feels longer than the Great Wall of China and felt that familiar pang of, you know what I'm talking about? That delicious blend of dread and inertia we lovingly call procrastination. It's like our brains have a built-in avoid doing anything important button, and sometimes, it's way too tempting to press. But guess what? You don't have to be a slave to that procrastination monster. In fact, we're going to tackle this head-on today. We'll unlock some strategies to kick those doubts to the curb, unleash your inner action hero, and finally start making those dreams a reality. So get ready, because this episode is about to fire you up. First things first. Procrastination isn't just laziness. It's often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of starving something new. But here's the deal, avoiding action doesn't make those fears disappear. It just amplifies them over time. Think about it like this. You know that dream project you've been putting off? The one that feels both exciting and terrifying. Ignoring it is like leaving a leaky faucet running. Sure, it might seem fine for now, but eventually it'll cause a major flood of regret. Okay, so how do we stop procrastinating and start taking action? Here are 5 rock-solid strategies to help you break free from the procrastination chains. 1. Embrace the just-start mentality. Ever heard that saying, the first step is always the hardest? Well, it's true. But guess what? Once you take that first step, everything else becomes a little easier. Don't aim for perfection from the get-go, just start, even if it's something small. Maybe write down 3 ideas for your project, or create a simple outline. That tiny action can build momentum and propel you forward. 2. Break it down. Big goals can be overwhelming, which is why procrastination loves to thrive in that space. But here's the secret weapon. Break those large projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't expect to whip up an entire masterpiece in one go, would you? No way. You take things step by step, mix the batter, add the frosting, and voila. A delicious treat. Hooey. The power of time boxing. Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Well, time boxing is your superhero cape. It involves allocating specific blocks of time to work on certain tasks. This helps you stay focused, prevent distractions from derailing your progress, and actually see those goals get crossed off your list. 4. Reward yourself. Let's face it, we are all suckers for a little reward. Celebrate your wins, big or small. When you accomplish a task, treat yourself to something you enjoy, a delicious coffee break, a few minutes of reading time, or anything that brings you joy. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and makes the journey more enjoyable. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. Remember, perfectionism is procrastination's best friend. Strive for excellence, but don't let the pursuit of flawlessness paralyze you. Done is better than perfect every time. Hit your work out there, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have this incredible idea for a business, something that truly lights you up. But the fear of failure, the what-ifs, they're all whispering doubts in your ear. You know it could be amazing, but procrastination keeps you stuck in neutral. Sound familiar? Well, this is where those strategies we just talked about come into play. Start small, maybe research a similar business or draft a simple business plan. Break down the project into manageable chunks. Market research, branding, product development. Set aside dedicated time for your business, even if it's just 30 minutes a day. Celebrate each milestone, landing a potential client, securing funding, launching your website. And remember, done is better than perfect. Every step you take brings you closer to making that dream a reality. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to conquer procrastination and unleash your inner action hero. Remember, the key is to start small, celebrate progress, and keep moving forward. You got this. Listen, I want to hear from you. What's the one thing you're going to implement today to tackle procrastination head-on? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Confidence, because we're about to unlock a whole lot more inner power together. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.